You know, it was devastating. You know, I didn't believe it at first. I kept hearing mixed stories about what really happened.
A tragic but true story unfolds on the big screen. When the Game Stands Tall is in box offices today. It's based on a book that followed De La Salle High School's historic 151-game winning streak from 1992 to 2004, and teams that included Broncos safety T.J. Ward.
De La Salle streak and tradition continue.
No, I don't think it was any pressure. It was kind of just more like a pride situation. You know, we took pride in a lot of things we did, the way we prepared, you know, the way we approached the games. You know, we weren't always the most athletic team or the most physically dominating, but, you know, the work we put in throughout the week and in the summer leading up to the season, you know, helped us throughout the entire year.
Ward and four of his high school teammates intended to play college football at the University of Oregon, but all five never made it. Terrence Kelly was a standout linebacker and running back at De La Salle, but just 2 days before he was set to report to fall camp in Eugene, he was shot four times and died.
I was actually at home with a group of friends at the time, and my mom told me, she broke the news to me, and it was just, I was kind of just froze. He was one of my, you know, my best friends. You know, we spent a lot of time, you know, off the field together, you know, me spending time with his family, him spending time with my family, so.
Ward joined the Ducks a year later in 2005 as a walk-on, but Kelly's absence was always felt. Today, a decade later, Ward wears a tattoo on his right arm in Kelly's memory.
Well, it's basically, it's right here on my arm. It's an angel, you know, him kneeling over. And it says TK in his birth, you know, in death year.
Of the four that went to Oregon, Ward is the only one that's in the NFL today.
And that was TJ Ward.
But he has no doubt that Kelly was on his way. And now Kelly's memory will live on in the film.
One, two, three, four.
When I heard that they were making a movie about the book, you know, I thought it would be great to see how they brought that, you know, into life or to the big screen, or see how they brought out the personalities and the different characters. I still haven't seen the movie yet, so I heard it was pretty good, though.
As the movie comes out this weekend, Ward hopes it brings some attention to the Terrence Kelly Youth Foundation in the Bay Area.
Basically, it's based in Richmond, California, where he grew up. And, you know, it's helping, you know, the kids get off the streets, kids that aren't as fortunate to have, you know, both parents in the house or a structured, you know, household where, you know, they're looking towards, you know, a positive future. And that's basically what it's about. It's about helping them, you know, letting them know that there's goals ahead of them and there's things that can be done, and you just have to work at it and, you know, focus like Terrence did, because he got out and unfortunately someone took that from him.